B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Some sort of joke? Are you doing this to mess with us?
No, no laughs.
It's in the system.
Just a joke.
Come on,
just
what's
a generic rejoin, right?
No, this isn't in the system like this.
Stop looping it!
You're messing with
it. It hurts my head so bad. Fix it, lol.
As you heard Hardy say in the headlines, there is breaking news out of Pittsburgh. As the Allegheny County District Attorney has announced that Allegheny County District Attorney is Stephen Zappala. His office has announced they will look into sexual assault allegations against Antonio Brown. So that would make this, you got to turn on your headphones though. That will make this a criminal matter instead of just a civil matter. Doesn't mean he'll be charged, but it means they're going to look into it. That would mean there's going to be more of an investigation on the criminal front than just the civil front for Antonio Brown. Some of the acts occurred in Miami. Some of them are alleged to have occurred in Pittsburgh. That's what we've gathered from this lawsuit filed last night.
And just talking to everybody in Pittsburgh, they've had it with him. And I could see them pushing this in Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah.
So you're saying you think the DA is motivated
no,
in Pittsburgh?
No, not that he's got a we are in Stiller Country banner hanging on his porch, but I think they're going to, yeah.
Again, if you missed
it. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in Pittsburgh. So,
if you missed it earlier, the accuser in the case will meet with the NFL next week, is willing to meet with NFL investigators, and that will happen sometime next week, according to Adam Schefter. I assume that the accuser is also willing to meet with investigators in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania if she's willing to meet with the NFL. We'll see what happens. But that's a new development that just happened. They are looking to investigate on a criminal level in Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area. That's the latest. 617-779-0985. Jim in Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about any unique rabbits today, but I have three unrelated but pertinent comments about this. The first is the standard of evidence in a civil court is not as great as it is in a criminal court.
Yes, we learned that from OJ.
The second is in the entertainment arena, which sports is, you're not who you really are, you're who you're perceived to be. Mm-hmm. And the third one is that Bill Belichick is a wealth of information.
What?
You're being sarcastic about that last point.
No.
No.
Belichick is a wealth of information?
Not today.
He Absolutely.
Wasn't. Well, not today, though.
He's got a lot upstairs. He's packing it in there.
I know, okay,
you don't want to talk about how
to sneak up on a unique rabbit, but you know how you sneak up on a tame rabbit?
How?
Tame way.
Tame way? I'm actually going to the dentist today.
He's obviously right, because in a criminal case, we all know beyond a reasonable doubt. That's not required in a civil case. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a preponderance of the evidence. We've been over that many times on this show. Unfortunately,
right.
We've been down this road with kinds of different legal things.
Jim's not there anymore, huh?
No.
Because I actually have a dental appointment at 3 o'clock in Walpole, a Walpole dentist, and I tried to move it to 2:30.
Very good.
That's very good.
Okay. Scott's in Weymouth.
Boom.
Good.
What's up? Boom. Zolak, this call's aimed at you. All right? Am I the only one who noticed this the other night watching the game? Did you see Brady and Edelman sitting next to each other, McDaniels sc- screamed, and I mean screamed at him at the top of his lungs for about 10 seconds. I have no idea what it was about, but I appear to be the only one that noticed it.
I did not.
When did it happen? At what point in the game? Do you
what
remember?
Series? Early? Gotta be early.
I was drinking, but I would guess, my best guess would be the third quarter. That'd be a gap, but I can't emphasize guess, you know? One more thing on Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You saw this on TV? You saw it on the TV broadcast?
100%.
Okay. We'll try and go look for that.
Right now, I'm outside. I'm at a Chinese food restaurant.
What
and
place?
I'm watching you guys on TV.
Nice. Outdoor Chinese food restaurant? That's rare.
Braintree. Who cares what it's called?
No, but I mean, thank them for having us on. That's very nice of them.
Hold on. Hey, let me touch on Antonio. Don't dump me yet. This is a non-story. It's a big story, but...
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. It's getting a little windy there.
Some sake.
Wind is kicking up in Braintree today.
Egg drop soup is there. Get it while it's hot.
With fourth scorpion bowl. Non-story.
What's your favorite item on the menu in the Chinese food restaurant?
Steamed dumplings. Not the fried ravioli, but the like, steamed ravioli.
Yeah, okay.
You steam them, and it's more like the squishy. You know,
you're getting really specific.
But
I'm talking about like your staples, like the one thing that's it. We're not eating here unless
General Chow chicken, and we like the hibachi place too.
Like I think the entire restaurant should be graded on how good are your chicken fingers. How good are the chicken fingers here?
Why is it always that type of style though? Like the
I don't
long
know.
Style, like the chicken, like
I don't know, but
you
brilliant.
Know, you're not getting. I know you know what kind of chicken figure you're getting. You're not getting the flat, you know.
No, it's not. It's a Chinese food style chicken finger. It's different, it's a
special kind of chicken.
It's like torpedo shaped. It's not flattened.
Yeah, but it's got a different sort of batter on it too.
It's 50-50 chicken batter.
Yeah, but it's got a different sort of batter on it.
It's got a corn dog slash deep fried taste to it.
It's the corn dog chicken finger.
Yes. Jimmy Stewart, what do they take that? You know Andy Wong.
Kowloon, fabulous chicken fingers.
How do they, what's the secret? He doesn't know.
We'll ask Andy about that. He'll know what the secret is.
Texted me the other day.
We'll ask Andy. He'll have a good idea.
Very nice text from Andy.
617-779-0985.
We're due for a Kowloon food drop. At some
you know
point,
what?
Right?
I think we
haven't
are.
Had one in a while.
Yeah, it's got us thinking about these things. We'll get back to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, they do have some options. First of all, one thing the Patriots did last night, late last night, was say that the NFL is investigating, essentially turning over any reaction to this Antonio Brown situation to the league itself to conduct their own investigation. From what I am told, this is going to be handled as quickly as possible by the league. The accuser has come out and said she is willing to speak to the NFL. Unclear when exactly that would be, whether it'll be this week or next week, but the hope is that it'll happen quickly. Obviously, timing is of the essence here, considering there are games to be played different from the Tyreek Hill situation, which happened during the offseason. As far as Patrick, what the NFL can do here, they can put Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list. It is an option. It is something that the league is considering, but it is unclear at this point if it's something the league will actually do. As far as my research shows, I have not found another instance where someone charged in a civil matter was put on the commissioner's exempt list. That would certainly set new precedent here. Unclear at this point where the league is actually going to go with this Antonio Brown situation. The other thing that is important to note, I am told the league and the Patriots were both unaware of this lawsuit, that it was coming before Antonio Brown signed in New England.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, reporting on this and how it may be handled going forward with Antonio Brown. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Paul, who's in New Hampshire. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know, hey. I sympathize people that have been raped, and I hope that he hasn't raped a woman. I know if I was raped, I would think I would go to the police. I don't know that. I'm not a rape victim. But on the other hand, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Antonio. But I think it needs to play out. I mean, really, what are you going to do? Your opinion, like I said, who is this woman? What's her past? Where she come from? What is her background? What is her past? What, you know what I mean? Nobody knows. And I'm just curious. I work at work. Mm-hmm. If someone says, she accused me of rape. And then the guy says, no, I didn't rape her. She's just saying that. You know what I mean? This is very hard for everybody. But you have to move on and treat this like we live in the United States where proven till guilty.
Every second, and now I'm blaming you, Beetle.
Okay, Paul. Well, here's the thing.
I started blaming you 20 seconds ago.
You know, innocent until proven guilty. Of course.
Absolutely.
And he has the right to due process, as does everybody else. He will have a court proceeding. If he is charged in Allegheny County, where there will now be an investigation, according to the DA there, he will have due process there as well. What's that have to do with his employer? His employer has a right, under their agreement, to do whatever the hell they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They can do as they please.
As does ours. Like, we do something, they have the right to do anything.
Whether or not we, you know, based on what they deem, right?
Right.
Right, right or wrong.
Right.
So.
Interesting language in the contract, though.
But your innocent until proven guilty rights relate to you going to jail or not. You know what I mean? Whether or not you have to pay someone. Or not. That's what it sort of relates to.
So all this could have went away for $75,000.
Incorrect.
No. Okay.
That is not the case.
I mean, there's been some different numbers thrown around.
No. The demands in the lawsuit are in excess of $75,000, which is why it needed to be filed the way that it was filed. There is no specific dollar amount. It is just known that it is in excess of $75,000. So sure,
yeah.
Yes, due process. Let it play out. That doesn't mean
I wonder how many times.
That doesn't mean you have to feel good about rooting for Antonio Brown in
the
meantime.
No, but I'm just saying,
that doesn't mean that, you know, the Kraft family has to feel good about watching Antonio Brown run around the field wearing a Patriots uniform in the meantime. It doesn't mean they have to keep employing him if they feel differently. Doesn't mean the league doesn't have the right to suspend him or put him on the commissioner's exempt list. They have all of those rights. In fact, those rights have been collectively bargained. It is completely legal for them to do that. They can do any of those things. And that's why we just played that clip of Ian Rappaport. He's one of many today reporting that there could be action from the league soon on the matter, regardless of how long this takes to play out. They could not. They could choose to do nothing. They could choose to say, we'll let it play out. We'll see how it goes.
Well, don't they have to do that now with the criminal investigation?
Well, this could get more interesting.
Yeah.
So the DA in Allegheny County in Pittsburgh.
She's getting married. She's not talking to the league till next week. Pittsburgh's advancing this. I
mean, Pittsburgh could look into it. What's to say that, I think it was in Miami?
Yep.
In Miami-Dade, right? Is where they were
Hollywood,
saying.
Hollywood, correct? Yeah.
What's to say that they don't do the same thing? What's to say we don't learn later today or this week? We saw these allegations. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to open an investigation here. And all of a sudden, you've got multiple. I mean, that could happen, too. May not. I don't know.
They'll be in Miami this weekend.
Oh, didn't even think of that. Not that I think it would advance to anything that fast, but...
No, but if they need to talk to him, he'll be in Miami this weekend.
Hey, you're in Miami. We'd like to speak to you if you're available, and your agent has told you to cooperate with everybody, so Drew Rosenthal said you're ready to cooperate because it is completely false, so let's talk. And if it is false... And this is all on the level that I don't see why he wouldn't.
Team probably wants to get in as late as possible on Saturday. I'm sure there'll be more security around the hotel.
Oh, there's going to be people waiting for them,
it's
right?
A circus.
It's the media circus.
You think you had?
It's going to be like that time.
I mean,
the weekend of paradise. So
I don't mean to say that, but like down there, what do they have? This is like these. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it's also the first time Robert Kraft's going to be in Florida too, right?
Oh,
I did not think of that either.
And as to
Jim's thinking of everything now.
Storylines.
Do you have any more songs, Jim?
Jim. Any more songs you want to play?
Yeah. What the guy was saying, and I'm sure we've all entertained these thoughts as to why there was no criminal charges filed that we know of or any criminal investigation. There are a multitude of reasons why there would be a civil case without hearing about a criminal case first, and some of them are, I guess, indicative of a plaintiff's thoughts as opposed to the defendant, anything in this, we don't know. And there are a variety of reasons why women who are victimized and suffered through sexual abuse or anything like that don't go to the police. We have no idea. We have no idea what the circumstances of this particular one are. But to paint a blanket picture by saying, well, how can you take this seriously if you didn't go to the police? There are any number of reasons why that may not have happened. And we don't know if any of them apply in this case, but you can't take anything for granted without knowing the facts. You can't assume anything. You're going to have your opinions and thoughts based on what little we all have found out about this, but the only way to proceed on this is to get more information and see what plays out. You can't make any snap judgments about her or about him without getting a lot more information about this.
Matt's in Marshfield. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Hi. I was just wondering if you guys had thought about, well, you know, if they put Antonio on the commissioner's exempt list.
They can't do that. The commissioner has to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. If he puts him on it, will he be sending the wrong message that he didn't put Tyreek Hill on it? Would he be sending the wrong message that rape is more important than child abuse?
See, what the we're not comparing the two, and you can't compare the two because they're different. What the Chiefs did is they banned him from the building. The Chiefs did it before the league. Not to say that that sets any precedent, but it's in the commissioner's hands.
I think the timeline is the off-season versus in-season, yeah, though, too.
Like so, you, and
let's not forget that, right?
You're kind of squeezed, too, because this is the guy you chose as your shiny new toy. You brought him in, and you just dealt Demaryius Thomas, who I think the quarterback was looking forward to throwing the ball to. He showed you something at the end of preseason. Before he got the leg thing. Yeah. Sort of like, you're stuck. Sad to say, but you're stuck right now.
Jack. There's
nobody out there.
Let's go to Jack. What do you got on this, Jack?
Hey, guys. You know, I guess maybe I'm in the minority because I just think we don't know if this guy was getting played by this girl. And obviously, yeah, he might be a selfish dink, but that doesn't make him a rapist. I just feel like I'm with you guys when you guys say that you got to wait and see what the truth is before you can make any snap judgments and cut the guy or, you know, I mean, it's because unfortunately we do live in a society where a woman can make a bunch of stuff up about a guy and then the guy is perceived to be guilty until proven innocent. And that is the society that we currently live in, whether you guys want to admit it or not. So we got to wait and see, and that's my opinion. Bye-bye.
You didn't like that call already?
No, I can't drum up a lot of...
What's there to do in advance until you get more information on this? You know, like, we all got to sit and wait. We get it.
Men are falsely accused. Yes, that happens. But if you're asking me if I'm going to err on the side of feeling badly toward actual victims of sexual assault and the handful of men who get falsely accused, I'm going to err on the side of the victims. I'm going to be team victim for now. And by the way, Antonio Brown, is at practice. He's living his life. There's nothing. This can't be fun to deal with if he is, in fact, innocent of these charges. And no one is saying that this is fair or right. If he is 100% completely not guilty of doing anything wrong. But if you're asking me to say, oh, this is society now. Well, no, for the most part, I think most cases like this, where you're talking about a sexual assault, if you had to do a percentage, most of the time, it's not men being falsely accused.
You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah. If most of the time in these cases, do you think it's a case of a false, made-up accusation?
Most of the time, there are real victims of real sexual assault.
And nothing to do with this case. I'm not talking about this case. I'm just talking about,
if you're just sitting around, this is society that we live in. Just every day, there are guys being brought up on rape charges that didn't do it.
No, I don't think that's the majority of the cases that you're talking about here. As a rule, that is not the case. And it could very well be the case here. But just in terms of walking around, what I spend my time thinking about, I don't spend my time wringing my hands over the millions every day of men who are or have completely false charges brought against them. That's not how my brain
works. So he sounds upset. He'd be upset with the team if they cut Antonio Brown.
They're not cutting him. He's out there practicing. Antonio Brown, with all this stuff that's going on at the moment.
Has new helmet.
At 133 on this Wednesday afternoon.
Shoot.
He's fine.
It's week two. You never know.
That really looks like that old bike helmet.
It's week
that's
two.
That's
short. In fact, we got to talk more about this because this could be maybe not the only thing that leads to something like that happening. Maybe he doesn't get cut for this. But could this count as something that adds up towards the limit of incidents where you've had enough of the Antonio Brown experience? We'll do that with your calls coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is coming up in 10 minutes. We'll do our best to get through as many calls as we can, starting with Peter in Holliston. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys. This whole thing sounds like a disaster that really just went totally awry, and I think the Patriots were part of it and are stuck with sort of the Faustian bargain that they made here. I mean, Rosenhaus has stated that he knew that this was going to happen at some point, or they believed this was going to happen at some point, and yet his client still was willing to shoot his way out of Oakland with $30 million on the table that he knew was going to be gone. Within 24 hours, he signed a major deal, not a lost soul kind of deal, but a $9 million guarantee, $15 million contract with the Patriots in under 24 hours after he was released from the Oakland team. And as a result, he ends up, this comes out 3 days later. I really think like either Rosenhaus knew this was going on and had to get his guy out of Oakland and into a new team right away so that they would sign him right away. And if this was coming out 3 days later, it would be a incredibly difficult situation for any team to release him. To be honest with you, I think the Patriots have made an awful mistake in signing him in the first place. But even worse, if you look at it this way, if this information came out between his release from Oakland and before he signed with anyone, if this information were public prior to his signing, there's no chance in hell the Patriots would have signed him.
Yeah, and so that's an interesting point, Peter, because a lot of people have said, oh, look at the timing of it coming out after he became a Patriot. If it came out before, he signed here, he never would have become a Patriot.
Yeah.
He would have never been able to get here. He would not have landed here in New England. He would have never had your shot to have him on the team. It would have prevented it from even going down. So if you love having him on the team so much, you would have never had that even go down and have it be real. And we got this graphic with him wearing 84, which we don't even know he's going to wear, by the way.
Doesn't even look like his body.
He's out there wearing number 8. Out there wearing number 1 today. And Ben Watson's still number 1.
Thank you. He looks tiny, too.
We don't know what number he's going to wear yet. We don't even know if he's going to play on Sunday. Bill Belichick said today it's day-to-day.
And Zoe, you're right about the helmet. What? He's not wearing the Zenith helmet.
That's not that new one, he's barking. I'm telling you, it's that old bike style. Like, they hooked him up with the old helmet. Like the bike, but it's a shoit. Or shut. S-C-H-U-T-T.
So in practice, he's not wearing an approved helmet.
No, that's a approved one. It's a shoit. Oh. But he somehow...
It's not the new Zenith one that he was advertising.
He somehow is okay with wearing that style here, which is approved.
Or maybe he doesn't have one, a Patriots one yet.
But he ain't bitching.
Gotta get the spray paint out.
Yeah, he's gonna get...
Where do you get that spray paint?
It might be a different...
They have a
sounds ridiculous, but it might be a different silver...
Yeah,
than the Raiders silver. It's a different color helmet.
Right. He may be, yeah.
So it might that's be on point. Order.
Raiders is a duller one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they have that Michaels there, too. You go down there and get some Arts and Crafts. Right, the Patriot place.
Yeah.
Spray it. They sell those decals on
the little model, the model paint.
Schilling's always painting with that.
Little brush.
Giant shoulder pads. He looks like Sam Bradford.
He looks small,
out there.
Doesn't he?
No, it's not the giant. Those are his pads because he has that back thing that sticks out. He always sticks it out.
They look
gold.
Gigantic.
He needs a big 8'4 on it. Like, you know, and it will look better. Guys always look weird in Patriots uniform in single digits. I don't know what it is. Like, Stidham's a big dude. He looks small, but a 4.
Scott is in New Bedford. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Just something real quick. Deciphering those emails is like, you know, trying to read Egyptian hieroglyphics. But looking at that stuff, it seemed like it was dated June 29th. So he obviously knew that this was coming down, and Drew Rosenhaus probably did as well. But it sounds like in those emails that he thought the allegations she was talking about him were false, and that her mother was in on it as well. So I think what might happen going forward here is the implication that her mother is involved in as well will be if their stories match up to what Antonio Brown is saying, that they were both kind of in some sort of collaboration with this thing against them. I mean, either way, I'm not for him, you know, doing it, not for him, not like you guys said, innocent until proven guilty. But that was just something I found interesting. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. By the way, when you say June, that email is not June of this year. From what I read on page 5, that training trip was June of 2017. And then I think that email was the end of June of 17. June 29th was the date of the email. And the mother that is involved in this case is also brought up obviously in this because she's referenced as Brittany Taylor calls her mother after the second alleged incident and the mother says, get the hell out of there. You know, I'm paraphrasing. Get out of there. Leave there. Don't be there. You need to come home. You need to not be with this guy. You need to get out of there. And that's when they cut off contact for some time before she alleges Antonio Brown convinces her that they should be seeing each other once again for training purposes.
Right.
That they should get back together. And that is when a year later, where a year goes by, where they don't contact each other, they don't speak to one another, the time goes by, they then are in contact again. She says that's when the alleged rape happens in 2018, last year. Having fun yet?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it again tomorrow. And we're going to do it next day.
I don't think Sean will want to talk about this.
Well, we got Dombrowski first.
Lou in Georgia. Lou.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What are they saying down in Georgia today about this?
About them dogs.
It's hot as heck, man. I'll tell you that. Hey, listen, you know what? I just don't understand. First things first, I never, ever condone anything that actually like this. It's ridiculous. If it happened, then, you know, he should pay the consequences. However, what I don't understand is how she gets a polygraph beforehand, one, which doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. And also the fact that three times, look, I know people that have been the victims of this type of thing, and there's no possible way they want to go back to that type of person. And then the third thing is Pittsburgh, yeah, they're going to find every single lawyer that wants to get whatever they can because, you know, the Pats got AB.
Go Pats. See, if they had that Stiller country
time for
banner.
Takeaways.
You know, what are you going to say? Yeah, you're going
to
invoke.
There's
like,
nothing more to say.
Every married woman who's been like, you know, victimized at the hands of her husband,
he's
and couldn't leave
it.
The situation because they, you want to go through the psychology. I have no idea what it means to be the victim of a sexual assault or a rape victim. I have no idea.
I have no idea
why anybody would perpetrate that crime. I have no idea why anybody who's been a victim of one of those crimes would go back and put themselves in that same situation. None of it makes any sense. But I know that it happens, and without any more facts, I'm not gonna judge on either side of this thing. Not going to. Yeah, there are tons of questions as to the timeline of this and how it happened and how it went down. But I'm not gonna maintain a default position of not believing someone who says they've been a victim of sexual assault. Do you want to be that person?
No.
Beetle, do you want to be that person?
I think everybody's against sexual assault.
No. So what are we doing? Coming up with a defense for a crime that's indefensible? If no crime took place, fantastic. I hope that is the case. And there's certain things that about this case that would make you believe one way or the other. But right now, it's way too early to tell.
According to, again, Brittany Taylor, she claims she went to one of the nation's leading polygraph examiners who had previously led the FBI's polygraph program, in which she was then questioned about two incidents of sexual assault. Bolsters the claim. It doesn't hurt the claim.
No, I mean, she's trying to back up her story.
Yeah. Today's takeaways are coming your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey! Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Six locations, the newest in Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient.
Okay, let's get to Bill Belichick from earlier today. He went to the podium during his press conference, and it didn't last long. The entire press conference was 3 minutes and 50 seconds long from the end of his opening statement until the end of the press conference was 2 minutes in all. 2 minutes. That's all he had today. He was flooded with questions about Antonio Brown, and he just didn't want to answer those questions. So he ended it and walked off. What do we have as a recap? We're going to go to that second part of it, right?
It starts with his little statement on Antonio Brown, followed by the question and answer.
All right, let's do that.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements. And so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously, all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today. So we're up.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
we know more, we'll say more.
That, you know, could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
We know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time, just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's
We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh into whether or not you play him on Sunday?
Yeah, I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if he'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season? When you're
we're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is, we're on Miami.
You've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident that this is not going to throw you off track at all?
We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report, went through the game plan today. We're going to practice for Miami.
Can you tell us at all what Antonio Brown has said to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
Done with it in what way, sir?
Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Well, actually, you did.
Actually, I did.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
okay.
Actually, you didn't. It actually adds pressure to the team, too, to know how they have to perform on Sunday.
You can't tell me that they're going to have a normal day of preparation.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm like,
Miami,
we're dealing with this. We're dealing with this. They go out and they, like, I don't know. What?
You think Bill's operating with a clear mind? You think, like, he just walls out of there and never thinks about this again? Like, he's that diabolical? Like, oh, he'll just...
A little bit.
He won't think about it again the rest of the day.
Pretty normal day.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I basically talked to McDaniels this 2 weeks before he was the partner. Scott Straight on the Super Bowl. Remember that? Sure. They better roll Sunday. Puts pressure
on. That was more uncomfortable the second time around hearing it.
And I'm sure we'll hear it again, too.
Belgar Mass on the way following allegations against Antonio Brown. And now there's an investigation opening up in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania.
Steelers.
But maybe by tomorrow we have one in Miami, too.
Belgar Mass probably mostly about the Dolphins, though. There's
I think those
X's
guys,
and O's
those
Dolphins.
Guys are going to focus on Miami.
Jimmy right? Jimmy set them Browski.
Miami talk.
Yeah, Jimmy set them Browski.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. I'm sure there are questions, but... I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
Can you, Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
when we know more, we'll say more.
That, you know, could impact the team.
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
When we know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.